Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, N3 South busy from Marlborough Drive. It's also busy from there into the Buccleuch interchange. Midrand not looking too bad at the moment. The worst of the traffic actually is on the N14 southbound. Beyers Naudeer through Mulders Drift and towards Cradlestone. Very busy.
Terwyl die begrotingsrede vandag in Suid-Afrika gelewer is, het Amerika se verhoogde tariewe op ingevoerde goedere pos gevat. Daar's veral hoë tariewe ingestel op staal en aluminium invoere. Nou die EU het gereageer met 'n aankondiging dat hy van April af gaan optree teen Amerika ook met tariewe. Tydens 'n media konferensie het die EU raad se hoof, Antonio Costa, wel gevra dat samesprekings met Amerika gehou moet word om die onderhandelingstafel. In Brittanje het Premier Keir Starmer ook gereageer. Hy sê hy is teleurgesteld in die VSA, maar het nie enige reaksie van sy regering se kant af bekend gemaak nie. Renier van Sail van Efficient Private Clients bring ons terug na die plaaslike nuusfront.
Die JSE het vandag hoër gesluit terwyl oliepryse effens gestyg het, hoofsaaklik as gevolg van 'n swakker dollar. Nou beleggers wonder egter steeds of die oliepryse volhoubaar hoog kan bly, omrede daar steeds kommer is oor 'n moontlike afname in Amerikaanse ekonomiese groei, sowel as die onsekerheid rondom Donald Trump se tariewe en die impak daarvan op wêreldwye handel.
En dan goeie nuus vanaf Growth Point Properties.
Die groep het daarin geslaag om hul inkomste in die eerste helfte van die finansiële jaar te groei, danksy 'n sterker bydrae van hul Suid-Afrikaanse besigheid. Nou die W&A Waterfront was veral 'n uitblinkpunt gewees, met die dat dit besonder goed presteer het met 'n 16.6% stygging in inkomste. Dis grotendeels te danke aan 'n toename in toerisme wat 'n positiewe impak op kleinhandel as ook hotelle gehad het.
$1 kos tans R18.36, €1 R20.04 en £1 R23.77. Goud verhandel teen $2,925.32 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie staan op $70.72 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It is the qualifier between the Dolphins and the Titans for the right to play Boland in the CSA One Day Cup final. The Dolphins, in their 50 overs, made 228 for 8. The Titans didn't start too well, with the Rivaldo Moonsemi getting run out by Ethan Bosch. So the score at the moment, 24 for the loss of just that one wicket. Luandre Pretorius and Keegan Peterson still there at the crease doing the business for the Titans. South African mining magnate and Mamelodi Sundowns owner Patrice Motsepe has been re-elected unopposed as the CAF president at the General Assembly in Cairo. Motsepe was tasked with restoring the federation's image 4 years ago after his predecessor Ahmad Ahmad was suspended by FIFA for financial misconduct. And Al Ahly, well, they're currently sitting in second position in the league, but they refused to show up for the Egyptian Premier League match against rival Zamalek. The Red Devils demanded that foreign officials be used for the Cairo derby in the wake of questionable officiating in recent matches. And Cameroon star Samuel Eto'o, well, he's also been elected into the Exco, well, for the first time for the CAF Confederation. And, well, Russia's Daniel Medvedev, he weathered rainy days in California as he beat Tommy Paul in straight sets to reach the quarterfinals at Indian Wells. The defeat of the home favorite means that the Russian is a step closer to winning the tournament that he narrowly lost out on 2 years in a row after losing out to Carlos Alcaraz in the final. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM. I can't.